It's Thursday. You know what that means. Welcome back to the podcast, 4.0 in Life, with me, your host, Dina. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow, and hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. Ever wonder when you'll meet the right one? Guess what Cupid just delivered? Your perfect match. Earth Chimp Vegan Protein. From the first sip, it's a love story written in flavors, sprinkled with clean ingredients, 1 billion probiotics, and love for you and the environment. Chocolate, vanilla, and plain and unsweetened, all for a delicious taste. Head on over to earthchimp.com and use code thequeenbuzz.com. That's thequeenbuzz, D-O-T-com, in all capital letters. I promise, it's love at first taste. Happy belated Valentine's Day, lovers, friends, and all those expressing their love to one another on such a joyous holiday. But let's be honest, if you're not expressing it every day, then you're doing it wrong. I know it's an acquired holiday, right? Doesn't fit everyone's taste. Some people are like, enough, stop. You raise the prices on things. People want to go out to dinner. But I feel like, you know what? If people want to enjoy love a little bit more to a dedicated day, let's do it. I know the kids love it. They have their class parties. They pass out their Valentine's Day cards. I remember doing all that, getting a tissue box and decorating it, and that you would put on the top of your desk. And then you'd walk around and deliver your Valentine's Day cards to the whole class. And it was like, what did you get? Now today, let me just tell you something. Hold up. Back then, you would just get like those little cards and you'd fold them, you know, and you just pop them in the mailbox. I assumed we were still at that level, except I went to Amazon and and I'm sure some of you are like, oh yeah, I got that. It was a little card and then you slid a silly straw through it. So it was like a little gift with a card. And then some people did do the little cards too. I just felt like, hey, I love silly straws. I almost did the one with the squeezable sports balls. I'm like, I feel like that's something I would toss in the garbage. I'm like, what could we use? And I'm like, oh, these straws are great. You know, they'll last a couple weeks. Then they get filled with gunk because, you know, through the spiral, you can't get it out and you just toss them. Probably not great for the environment. And I apologize. But hey, you know, worst case scenario, use it in your plants and put water in the straw and have the plant drink through the straw, right? You could do that. If you don't want to use micellar straws, put it in your plant. Once spring comes around, you know, add some water and the plant will suck the straw with the water. There you go. You're welcome. So we're opening some of the gifts, not the gifts, well, the gifts, some of the Valentine's Day today. And we've got baggies. We've got legit baggies. We've got pencils and erasers and snacks. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, did I do this wrong? And then literally within 10 minutes, I'm looking at TikTok and some parent was like, we did this wrong. You know, like, when did Valentine's Day become such like a present? Like, someone gave their kid a legit gift bag. A gift bag went to every student and it was filled of so many things. And I was like, oh, here's how I take it. You do you. You know what I mean? You do what's comfortable for your budget. You do what you know your kid will love. Because that's the thing, right? Like, I feel like a lot of times as parents with little ones, we overthink it. I ask my kid, what do you think is a good Valentine's Day card? Pick out the card. Or when we go to birthday parties, pick out the gift. Because that's what the kid wants. It's not what I want. It's not showing up with a bougie big package and spending a bazillion dollars. Because the kid might be like, cool. And then my son was like, hey, I told you to get the Legos. You didn't want to get the Legos, mom. And I'm like, you know? So cool. You do you. We're good with the silly straw. Again, if you don't want to use a plastic straw and you're like, why did you give this to me? Stick in your plant. Water your plant. Done. Happy Valentine's Day. So welcome back to the podcast. Another Thursday. I am without words because we went from last weekend to early in this week, well, Monday, right? Because we're only at Thursday here. With 50 something degree weather. And then they were talking about a storm and I'm like, I don't know. I didn't hear enough about it. Usually you get more buzz. I know that California is flooding and Florida, Jupiter flooding. And I'm like, oh, maybe something is coming up the coast. And yeah, we didn't have school, snow day, and we got dumped on, legit dumped on. So what do I do? Now I go out really early, right? We have a noise ordinance 9 a.m. so I couldn't use a snowblower. I go out and I work out. Right? Lift with the legs, keep the back up straight, up and down, get those steps in. I work out. I use this as a moment to work out. And let me just tell you something, legit. Now, in the first time I remember doing that after a while, I was in pain, like woof. Also, I probably was lifting wrong. Now I go out, I come back in, I take a shower. I'm like, just went to the gym. What's the name of my gym? Gym Snow. It's a great one. It's good. It's a lot of back and leg work. Really makes you sweat. You really burn the calories. And then I ate a cookie. So whatever, you know, I deserved it. By the time I was finishing shoveling, which seemed like I shoveled nothing, the goal is to get out before the plow comes, right? That's the goal. Because once the plows keep piling on, that ice is up, it's impossible to move. And even with a snowblower, like you're like it's troublesome. So I started there. One of the guys coming by with the snowplow, very generous, turned the, what's it called? The plow? Words are hard. And then the other one just was like, here we come, and just added more to my pile after I literally just cleaned it. So, and then the worst part is, I guess because I was out there shoveling, they didn't get close to what would be my driveway end. And I'm like, I'm not cleaning what's in the road. Like, there was a good 4 inches in the road. Like, nope. I cleaned it anyway because it bothered me. So that was my adventures of yesterday. And then today, it was just a beautiful day. Spent the day celebrating at my son's school and then came home. We had a heart pizza. First time ever doing that. It was super cute. And now we're just winding down. You know, and you're listening to my episode. It's Thursday for y'all listening to it. It's the day after Valentine's Day. So right now, every store has every Easter decoration up, right? There's a little bit of St. Patrick's Day, just a little bit, just a little peek. And it's all Easter because that's what's the big holiday coming next. And I'm happy. Let's do this. Let's giddy up. I want to get over this hump. Trying to avoid any more sicknesses. It's disgusting out there. I advise you all to stop sneezing in your hands. Please, Lord, get a tissue into your shirt. You'll wash it later. Somebody be like, ew, you sneezed in your sweater. Yes, I did. I'm going to wash this later. Would you like me to sneeze on my hand and then wipe your face? I'm done with that. I'm sorry. It's so aggressive because it's true. Speaking about aggressive, and today's 4.0 in life lesson, if you will. I was watching Tom Holland was on a podcast. And if you don't know, Tom Holland is the actor and he was Spider-Man. And he said something that resonated to the degree that I was like, ooh, I like this. I want to talk about this. He said, text me if you have a problem with me. If you don't have my number, you don't know me well enough to have a problem with me. Whoa. So I think about a lot of people have my number. Oops. But in a sense, like we're all cordial and friends and stuff like that. But I'm thinking about people that I barely know, that I have encountered, that I have met for the first time, who judge right away. And listen, you do you. I judge too, right? We all meet someone for the first time and we get a feeling, a sense, a gut-wrenching, oof, I don't like you, or oh my God, we're going to be besties. Yes, here is my social security number. Let's be besties. Hopefully you're not giving out your social security number. But you have these feelings, you have these emotions, and we judge. Then there are the people that judge you in a way where you know you're being judged. They're not shy at all about hiding it. And they project this knowledge onto you. Disclaimer, was not warranted, nor did you want to hear it, but it's coming your way. As if they're trying to, it's always, hey, I'm just trying to give you some advice, or hey, I'm just trying to help. It's like, hey, I don't even know you. Back up five spots. Like, you know, in Chutes and Ladders, when you land on the slide and you slide down, you need to go down that slide. Okay. That's where you need to go. You came up way too close. Slide back down. Calm yourself. All right. Candyland. Nobody. Love that game. Oh, no, it's not Candyland. Well, Candyland, Chutes and Ladders. Oh, my God. I know some of you in your car listening, like, come on, get it together, Dina. Chutes and Ladders. That's what it is. Chutes and Ladders game. You know, you either go up the ladder and you're like, yay, look at me. Woohoo. Or you just land on the slide and you slide down, whether it's like short lived or you're all the way back down to start. That's where I feel like some of those people need to go. And I feel like I love it. Like, if you don't know my phone number, it doesn't have to be a phone number. But if you don't know me well enough to where we're in a like tight-knit circle, then you don't know me enough. You don't know me well enough to not like me, or to know, you know, to judge to that degree. I feel like today it's very judgy. It's a very high judgy society because we have social media. I feel like it all comes down to social media, right? The way we feel about our bodies, social media. The way we get up in the morning and do our makeup videos, social media. The way we dress, social media. The way things just literally blow up, become the trend, and nobody wants them anymore, social media. So with judging people, unfortunately, we watch a video of them and we're like, did you see that video? She was making popcorn, and for some reason, she felt necessary to drizzle butter on it. Like, who drizzles butter on your popcorn? Ew. Like, butter is a carb. And then you're just like, no, that's just someone making content. Like, just making content. That's all. It's not always going to fit our niche. It's not always going to fit our liking. It's not always our cup of tea, if you will. But we're so quick to judge. And I feel like, and I love what Tom Holland said. Woo. I was a bartender in college. Monday Night Football. Made great money. Paid off a year of college. Good time. So I feel like what he was saying, and I'll repeat what he was saying, was perfect. Again, text me if you have a problem with me. If you don't have my number, you don't know me well enough to have a problem with me. So meaning, like, you give out your phone number to people that you associate with, your circle, maybe like work colleagues, whatnot. But you're not just handing out your phone number to randoms. And I hope you're not, because I mean, if you are, fine. But I don't know, like, unless you're a business for whatever reason. But I feel like in that instance, if you don't have that connection with someone, if you don't have that relationship, then you can't. No, you can't have a problem with them. I admit I judge sometimes really quick, and I'm not saying this to toot my own horn, but I'm usually spot on. I usually can like feel someone with their vibe, with their overall agenda, if you will. I feel like it just happens really quick, and I can sense. Like, I was telling Kim, when I was on Kim D's podcast, she was talking about specific people in her life who came and went, and they were honestly just super off, very off-putting. And I said, honestly, Kim, I know you like to just take people into your lives and bring them in, and you're super trustworthy, but this just seems like a social climber, like someone that's just looking to be involved in all you do, whether it's just the fashion shows, whether it's free clothes, like they're just here for a reason. It's not to be your friend. And turns out most of these people's, I was spot on, spot on. Even now, I told her, like, when we were on there and Angel was on with us, I was like, in the beginning, I was nervous about you. And I said to Angel, I'm like, you know, it just seemed like a lot of people that try to befriend people, whether they're influencers, reality stars, celebrities, there's always a motive. And early on, you just have to discover it. And a lot of people like him are just very friendly. They give everyone a chance. It's a people person. That's who she is. And sometimes there are people that are very obvious, and then there's other times where they kind of lay low in the back corner, and then out of nowhere they just pounce, and it's like whatever, you know, stalking, which she had stalkers, which is scary. So I just feel like I keep a very closed circle. I only let certain people into the level. Like, I'm sorry. Like, there are certain people I work with, and it's not because I don't want to be your friends on Facebook, and I'm hoping this isn't the thing. But if we're not like besties, if we're not talking every day, if we don't text, we're not going to be friends on Facebook, because I post my personal family stuff on there. My Facebook page used to be open and wide, and it was like for the blog. And then I said, no, you know what? The Instagram's for that. My Facebook page is for my family. I deleted lots and lots of people. Again, not because I was just like, I don't like you. It's just because I needed a space for myself. So if I don't add you as a friend on Facebook and you get mad about it, I'm a little concerned. But it's just because I feel at times we need to just keep things small. You know, I don't know. I don't need 1,000 Facebook followers. I'm happy with just the few I have. And I literally go back and check every now and then. I'm like, oh, missed one of them. Like, no, no. And judge me if you want. That's fine. But again, like, if we're not Facebook friends, aka, like, if you don't have my phone number, then no. If you have my phone number because I had to exchange it for like a project in school or something like that, that's different. I hate when you had to do that. Hence why I got a Google Voice phone number. I just hand that out. I don't even think I know it right. I've just realized I was giving out the wrong Google Voice number. Like, how do you do that? How does one do that? Maybe because the numbers were slightly off. I don't know. Maybe. So, I don't know. Quotes, sayings, things like that stick with me. It was one of those things that I was like, oh, this is part of my put it out in the universe. This is my, like, January was powerful. January was so good. And I'm keeping February. I'm just keeping every single month on that level, just pushing and pushing and pushing. I feel like that's the problem too. In our lives, we have something great happen and we're like, I can't get better than this. Yes, it can. Or don't say that. Of course it can get better. I said to myself, I was a little nervous at first. I'm like, wow, January was great. A lot of connections, a lot of collaborations. Can I do this for February? And I was like, oh, smack yourself, Dina. Of course you can do this for February. And here we are. I projected out in the universe. Hey, you. Hey, this. I'm reaching out to people. I'm collaborating. We're doing fun things. And it's pat myself on the back, but I think I'm doing a good job over here. I know you're not watching me on a video. I totally get that. But there's a part of me that loves the videoing, and there's a part of me that just loves to talk to my mic. And I feel like there's a better me when it's just me, my mic, recording versus, oh my God, I got to watch myself on that. Like, and then Instagram is different. Instagram is on the spot. Instagram just happens. When I'm filming and I'm doing a podcast, if I'm solo, it's just like, it's me. Hi. Awkwardness over here. And who would ever think that of me? You know, I just get up on stage and start singing, but then I have a moment to myself in front of a camera and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. But I think we just have to keep projecting. Let's keep projecting greatness, good stuff, keep putting in the universe. So far this year, knock on wood, I'm knocking on wood, you know, no trash fire situations happening in the world, because we've had some scary years. And I know, I just think about my kids and I'm like, I'm trying to do the best for you. I need you all to grow up in a great society. And lately, I don't know. I don't know if these movies that they're putting out in the universe are future projections. There was one with like Godzilla and there was another one. And I was just like, oh boy, the rulers of the world or something. I don't know. I was like, okay, is this happening? Is this really happening? Hopefully not, because that's scary. You know, when depths of the ocean just rise and monsters come out. I really hope that's not the case. So we're just going to positivity. Let's do this. So everyone who's listening in, I want to thank you always. I know I always thank you every podcast, but I truly, truly, truly cannot thank you all enough for tuning in. I actually have not, and I'm going to do this right now with you, I have not checked my analytics for location in a while. So I think my Spotify is growing. Thank you so much. I really, really know that a lot of us listen to the podcast on Apple, but I'm trying to get more of us onto Spotify, because Spotify has been doing wonderful things in their development with Riverside. So I feel like that's awesome. and just this constant projection and everything that's going around. So it is, you know, I do 57% of you are listening on Apple Podcasts, and I get it. That's like the place to be. 22.9%, it just says web browser. So I'm assuming you're Googling it. Spotify, 11.4%. We want to get that up. EXO Player is 3.8%, iHeartRadio 2.9%, and another area is 1.9%. Where am I heard? So this has grown, and this gets me excited. So obviously a huge chunk, 93% of you are tuning in from the States, 2% of you are tuning in from Canada as well as Germany, and I have listeners from Brazil. And then other locations that have tapped into my podcast and tuned into one episode or whatnot, I have Ireland, Mexico, Singapore, United Kingdom, Russia, Australia, France, Nigeria, Philippines, Sweden, Bulgaria, Nepal, Poland, India, Japan, Dominican Republic, Hungary, Morocco, Belgium, Romania, Netherlands, Bolivia, Greece, Puerto Rico, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, Suriname, South Korea, Italy, and Nicaragua. What? That's insane. Even if they just listened for 5 seconds, like, how are you finding me? I love it. I love it. And then I have like some of my top episodes that people loved and rated. So I had Chantal Liberta on. That was 2019. Then I had Chrissy Munn. We were on, it was being a mom during COVID. We were talking about COVID and toilet paper rations. Then another big one was Divorce It Happens, me just talking about divorce and the reality of it. And I've actually been asked to come back to that and talk more about that. So I definitely am going to bring that up. There was one, it was called Tons of Clarity for this one. And I wrote Smart Water, That's for You. I have to listen to that one. I don't remember that one. A Strong Woman with Words of Wisdom and an Awesome TikTok. I believe that was Sadie with Sadie. Let's see. What Type of Parent Are You? That was a funny one. Then I had other ones with just like friends, or I just did solos, but I was happy that the top three were two people that I had to collaborate with. And then the third one was about divorce, which was rather interesting. And again, I've been asked to touch upon that, and I will. I'll bring that back. I definitely will. So for everyone tuning in again, make sure that you are listening. Try to listen more on Spotify, because Spotify is doing great things, and that's where the video platform is coming from. It's Riverside. Anyone looking to start a podcast, check Spotify out, check Riverside out. It is so cool. They collab, and I believe that in the summer or early spring summer, they're going to do a lot of movement on their page. So everything that's in Spotify is going to be turning into Riverside. It's just going to be a one-stop shop, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. It started off as Anchor.fm. Here we are, Spotify, and now we're moving to Riverside. So anyone who's looking to start a podcast, give it a try. If you have something great to talk about, do it. Do it up. Also, make sure to follow me on the Instagram. It's thequeenbuzz.com. So it's thequeenbuzz.com. I post there every single day. If you're part of my buzz crew, I give out weekly coffee money. So if you're just itching for some coffee and you're like, I just need it. If you're part of my buzz crew on my Instagram page, I'll put an emoji up. You're the first one to put it in there, and I send you some coffee money. It's a good time. It's a good time. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, do all the things. And yeah, let's talk more next Thursday. Bye, friends. Hello, gorgeous. In today's world, immune support is the new self-care.
We've got you covered with precisely blended herbs that support your immune system and taste like a party in your mouth. When cold and flu season is breathing down your neck, it's time to steep a cup of organic elderberry immune tea. To your immune system, it's a declaration of love. It's a friendship bracelet, a bouquet of flowers. Keep it in your cabinet, right next to the humidifier, an extra box of tissues. She won't fold your laundry, but she'll swoop in just like your mama does when you need help and comfort. You might think that this little lady was already the most popular gal, aka royalty, one might say, but she could use a little extra love. What we want to know is, how do you elderberry? Head on over to earthmamaorganics.com and get yours now.